Lawsuits have put an end to efforts by the Gideons to hand out Bibles in the public schools, but they haven't quit. They've started the Life Book Movement, through which Christian students give Bibles to their friends in class, which is perfectly legal.
A completely student-led approach that's non-compulsory. You're not forced to hand it out. You're not forced in a school to receive it. Very much done in the context of a relationship friend-to-friend, friend-to-classmate.
That's Carl Blunt, who runs the movement. He points out the levels of Christianity amongst U.S. public school students are less than amongst many unreached people groups in the third world. A veteran pro-life congressman is looking forward to having more company next year in the House of Representatives. New Jersey Republican Chris Smith has done the math and says on Election Day, quote, the American people replaced 38 pro-abortion members with pro-life members and replaced 14 unreliable members with reliable pro-life representatives. Smith says the new Congress will be the most pro-life one he's ever seen. This is SRN News. Former President George W. Bush is launching a book tour this week, and his new memoir covers a lot of ground.
In his book Decision Points, the president defends his decision to go to war in Iraq, admits that flying in Air Force One over hurricane-damaged New Orleans was a mistake, and talks candidly about the drinking problem he had in his pre-White House days. According to NBC News excerpts of Monday's Matt Lauer Reports TV interview, Bush considered dropping Vice President Cheney from his 2004 re-election bid, and he was deeply offended when singer Kanye West accused him of being a racist. Greg Clugston at the White House.
And Gebremariam of Ethiopia has won today's men's title at the New York City Marathon. In his debut at that distance, he's the first man to win the New York in his first try since 1983. Kenya's Edna King-Plagat won the women's race in her first major marathon competition championship as well. More details on these and other stories at srnnews.com.
The content of the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic is for informational purposes only. The content is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have heard on the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare show. If you think you may have a medical emergency, call your doctor or 911 immediately. Focus on Females does not recommend or endorse any specific tests, physicians, products, procedures, opinions, or other information that may be mentioned on the radio show. Reliance on any information provided by Focus on Females or others appearing on the show at the invitation of Focus on Females is solely at your own risk. Now, it's time for the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic. Here we create clarity out of confusion and guide you through today's healthcare maze. Each week, we'll focus on a different medical topic with a guest expert answering your questions. Future topics and guests can be seen at www.focusonfemales.com. Call in between 12:30 and 1 p.m. on Sundays and present your case to our experts. To get involved with today's clinic, call now in Hillsboro, 289-1860, and everywhere else, 877-969-8600. Be proactive with your health. We're here to focus on you. And now, our host, Dr. Stephen Maskin.
The Focus on Females Radio Health Care Clinic is on, and we thank you for listening. Today, we're tackling the cough that won't quit, with guest expert Dr. Mandel Scher of the Center for Cough in Largo, Florida. But first, this radio show and the free annual Focus on Females Women's Healthcare Symposium, now the largest in the country with over 1,000 women attending each of our last two events and a combined 7,500 hours of education during these 2 days, is supported by the not-for-profit Focus on Females Education Foundation, whose mission is to create an interactive, dynamic, community-based healthcare safety net, making you an expert on your personal medical needs. The result? Better partnering with your existing doctor, leading to more effective office visits, faster results, and reduced economic burden of avoidable medical and emergency care. We save lives and protect families through the immediate impact of Direct with the Expert health education. And again, I'd like to thank and share with you that the Tampa Bay Women's Newspaper is available, and it's out there containing an article that I've written personally. These educational articles are informative and resourceful and identify or describe a case that we've shared or a family, a woman that we've helped guide with medical solutions, either on the radio show or in the annual big event. The Tampa Bay Women's Newspaper is free and found at over 3,000 Tampa Bay area locations, such as medical offices, health clubs, organics, grocery stores, hair and beauty salons. I know you'll enjoy that. Once again, today we are tackling the cough that won't quit with Dr. Mandel Scher. Mandel, it's nice to have you here today.
Thank you very much.
And Dr. Mandel Scher is the founder and medical director of the Center for Cough. He's a well-known allergist and immunologist in private practice in the Tampa Bay area since 1984. He has attended received his MD degree from Northwestern University School of Medicine in Chicago, Illinois, completing his internship and residency at Duke University Medical Center and Harvard Medical School's Children's Hospital in Boston. He had a fellowship in allergy and immunology at the University of Michigan Health System. He's board certified in three specialty boards, including allergy and immunology. Dr. Scher's peers have consistently recognized him as the best doctor in America, and he's a frequent lecturer on cough. His expertise in respiratory disorders and his approach to helping patients with complex and chronic medical problems and his success in treating and resolving cough and throat clearing has led him to open the Center for Cough in Largo, Florida in October of 2009. And once again, it's nice to have you here. And cough is such a ubiquitous problem. Most everybody has had some lingering cough at some point in their life. And so it's quite fortuitous for us to have you here today as the weather has changed. And I'm hearing people cough and clearing their throat all the time lately. So let's see. Now, and again, now's the time to call in with your questions. Here in Hillsborough County, the phone number is 289-1860. That's 289-1860. And outside of Hillsborough County, it's toll-free, 877-969-8600. And for those of you that are streaming the show live online, again, you can call in with your questions at 877-969-8600. And so, Amanda, let's talk a little bit about chronic cough, and maybe we should talk about the cough reflex, what its purpose is, and how it works.
Well, yeah, let's start off with cough's all about. I mean, cough is necessary for survival. Because of that, there's a lot of redundant pathways to help us cough. It's to allow us to get rid of foreign bodies, to fight off infection. And on the other hand, viruses are really smart. We're going through a virus in the community that is just causing a tremendous amount of acute cough, and that's how it can spread and propagate itself. And then we as the public and as physicians are dealing with the deleterious effects of cough, which is primarily just very irritative and very problematic.
Let's talk about how the cough is triggered. As you mentioned, it's really a survival function or a survival reflex. It's most of the time, involuntary, although obviously we can generate a cough.
And what you pick up is a very important point. Cough is extremely voluntary, okay? And because of that, there's a behavioral component to cough, particularly for the chronic throat clearer and the chronic cougher. And that there's not been much attention to that in the literature, and that's something that we've been able to throw in as part of the treatment for cough. But the cough reflex, the ability that you get a trigger for the cough, it goes up to the brain, it sends a signal back to the throat area, and you cough, has been the center of a tremendous amount of investigation because the pharmaceutical industry is looking for the holy grail of a very safe, effective cough treatment, suppressant that they can use, and they haven't been able to find it. And part of it is this fail-safe concept of the cough reflex, which there's multiple pathways that allow us to cough. So you can shut off one, but there's going to be another part of the cough that's going to set off. So we all have the ability to cough, and we have this sensitivity to cough. And why I'm so pleased to be on this show, because cough is a woman's issue.
Why is that?
Women have a higher cough reflex. Some very simple but elegant studies where you give red hot chili peppers, capsaicin, to people and assess how much that takes to cough, two coughs or five coughs, the C2 or the C5. So they've investigated all sorts of individuals and diseases to see how sensitive the cough reflex is. And normal women,
meaning healthy women,
particularly as they get older, have a heightened cough reflex compared to men and compared to younger women.
When you say a heightened cough reflex, you mean more sensitive?
More sensitive.
So this has become, does this mean involuntary, that they are not deliberately coughing? This is something that's out of their control?
That's correct. So this is that reflex. You get an irritant, a typical irritant, cigarette smoke, a postnasal drip, an acid reflex event, and they're going to cough easier and stronger than somebody else with that same insult.
And is it so that once that cough begins, the act of coughing irritates the throat and the nerves further, and you can set up a cycle of cough?
You're bringing up another excellent point. I see why you have this TV, this radio show, because the cough begets cough. And part of the problem with a lot of the patients who have chronic cough is that cough itself causes this vicious cycle and will promote the cough.
So even though you eliminate the primary trigger of the cough, the fact that now the patient has a, and I don't want to say if it's an addictive cough, but the fact that they have a behavior now of coughing, it begets itself and the vicious cycle continues.
The normal response to the virus that's out there in the community right now is that you will cough. You will cough for a few days, a week, two. This present cough is going on for several weeks. Most individuals, their cough reflex will go back to baseline, but there are certain individuals will continue to cough. Mm-hmm. Part of it is because their cough begets a cough, but then there's multiple factors that will keep the cough going, which we'll talk about over this next show.
Very good. And on the line from Seminole is Betty. Betty, welcome to the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic.
I am here.
Hi, Betty. How can we help you today?
Well, you just touched on my problem. Sometimes I have a cough spell which lasts 20 hard minutes, and then I have post-nasal drip, and then I reach for one of my 40 boxes of Kleenex to clear that from my mouth, and then I start coughing again.
And how long have you had this problem for, Betty?
Well, it's been on and off, coming on for 6 months, but the last month has been really terrible.
And when it first began, did you have a cold, a virus? Is there a particular episode that you can trace the origins of this coughing problem to?
I cannot. I have been into emergency rooms, walk-in clinics, several doctors, and they all have different guesses.
Okay, let's turn it over to our cough specialist, Dr. Scher. Mandela, what are your thoughts?
Well, you know, Betty raises a lot of the typical questions that we see with cough. Let's just talk about some things. Chronic cough is defined as 8 weeks or more. So Betty will qualify as a chronic cougher, and that's because under 8 weeks you're dealing with more of the acute causes, be it viral infections. And I have to state right up front is that people who have cough, at least initially, have to make sure they don't have a more serious treatable type condition. They can have pneumonia. They may have a lung process, even cancer. They may have heart disease such as congestive heart failure. So the patients like Betty that we're talking about, if they've been to multiple doctors, they're still coughing, it's important to have that chest x-ray and to be seen by a physician to rule out, again, what potentially are more serious and treatable conditions. But Betty, you present a patient who may have a chronic cough from what can be identified as one, two, or three types of conditions. The three basic conditions that contribute to chronic cough are post-nasal drip, which is what
Betty
has expressed, acid reflux or gastroesophageal reflux or GERD, or cough asthma. And the difficulty in identifying it and treating it is that many times the only symptom of these underlying conditions is a cough. So, Betty, I suspect you do have some post-nasal drip. You may
actually terribly.
Absolutely. I appreciate how terrible it is, which also talks about how cough really affects women's and people's lives to a significant degree. And we'll talk about that, I suspect, later. But in your case, you may have silent acid reflux, or you may also have an asthmatic condition, or all three together are contributing. In addition, as a woman who we just talked about, you most likely have an intrinsic heightened cough reflex, which makes your postnasal drip and one or two of these other conditions keep coming and being irritable to keep this cough reflex going. So I do suspect that there is hope for you with some simple diagnostic and then therapeutic approaches to get rid of your condition.
Betty, I'm sorry.
I have very severe heart problems with a really aching old heart. And I have been told many years ago that I should watch out for asthma. But is that not in the lungs more?
Well, you raise also another point, which is certain drugs used for heart conditions, such as blood pressure, will cause a chronic cough, and that's ACE inhibitors. And
no,
those are the blood pressure medicines that end in pril or ill, like lisinopril and fosinopril. And those are blood pressure meds that you can actually be on for several months or years, and all of a sudden you'll start a cough, a tickly cough. And we find that
I've not used those. I've not used those. I've only been using the warfarin.
Okay. Okay.
Can I be allergic to warfarin?
You may be allergic to warfarin, but I don't think it's related to this particular problem.
Okay.
Say, Betty. Betty, yeah. is your heart disease stable?
Yes. I have congestive heart failure under a very good heart doctor. I also have had arrhythmia surgery, and I have a pacemaker, and I also have a BiPAP. So I've been getting along for years just fine.
So you also have sleep apnea.
Yes.
Is sleep apnea play a role in this at all?
Indirectly, but that's usually not a major cause.
Do you have acid reflux, Betty?
No, I do not.
Okay. And have you received therapy or treatment for your postnasal drip?
No, I've tried every kind of suggestion from all these doctors.
So let's talk about the treatment for postnasal drip. Actually, the postnasal drip treatment that helps coughers is the old-fashioned, inexpensive, what we call classical antihistamines. Chlorpheniramine, which used to go by the trademark chlorotrimetan, that's chlorpheniramine, C-H-L-O-R-P-H-E-N-I-R-A-M-N-E, which can be found for pennies, is found to be much more effective in reducing the postnasal drip-induced cough than the more newer types of antihistamines, such as loratadines or the cetirizines.
I have tried loratadine. That didn't work either.
Well, and we find that those types of antihistamines are not as effective for the postnasal drip-induced cough.
Have you tried the chlorotrimetan?
Not recently.
Okay. Does she have a risk, chlorotrimetan, in the setting of her sleep apnea?
Chlorpheniramine, especially at night, should not have.
She's protected with a BiPAP.
Should not have a significant risk there in that dosage.
Okay.
So I know that.
So that's one thing to consider. Is there another recommendation that she can consider?
Well, I like, if you got nasal, this over-the-counter nasal saline is highly therapeutic for people with stuffy, runny noses from virtually any type
of
condition.
Now, you're talking about one that I spray into my nostrils?
That's correct, and that can be done over-the-counter.
I've been using those, too. They don't, it just seems like I've been trying one, going into another.
Well, again, you're talking about what I see on a ongoing basis is that women, particularly the people with cough, will go from doctor to doctor to doctor, specialist, who are all very bright and instituting very good therapies, but it's done in a sequential one after another.
Right.
And what's important and the key here to the treatment of the chronic cougher is identifying the multiple factors contributing and treating concurrently.
Betty, have you tried, I throw this to Mandel before we take a quick break. Is it better for the patient with chronic cough to use the nasal sprays or the nasal gel?
In this case, the nasal spray.
With saline.
Because it's saline, because this can get through all the whole nasal passages, where the nasal gel is more for topical dry use.
I also was given a new little bottle with some salt in it, which I had to add pure water and then spray it up into my nostrils and let it drain out. I don't find any help from that.
Well, let me give you a warning about that. If you are using homemade nasal saline, it can't be too strong or too weak, because then it becomes irritative.
No, this is a commercial product.
Okay.
All right, so Betty, let's go ahead and make a recommendation to consider using the chlorpheniramine. The over-the-counter name for it is chlortrimetan, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Give it a shot. And let us know. Let us know. And Dr. Cher will share with you, if you would, your phone number, how she can contact you.
Well,
she's
actually
interested.
My office is right where she lives. So the next closest cough center is New York City or Colorado Springs. So Betty's in.
He's right up the road, I hear.
You know where it is.
Right.
All right. Yeah. Very good. We're going to go for a quick break. Be right back with more.
Eckerd Youth Alternatives help more kids. Consider becoming a foster or adoptive parent, mentoring a child, donating an item, volunteering, or giving to the Jack and Ruth Eckerd Children's Fund. Please share your gift of time and love at Eckerd.org.
Hi, it's Hugh Hewitt. The best way to prepare yourself for what's coming up after the midterm election is to subscribe to Town Hall Magazine. Now, more than ever, you'll need Town Hall Magazine's fresh, intelligent reporting to dissect the meaning of the 2010 midterms and how the new landscape will affect the economy, taxes, immigration, and health care in 2011, and set the stage for the presidential elections in 2012. Log on to townhallmagazine.com today. Find out about a very special free bonus with your subscription. Townhallmagazine.com.
This radio healthcare program is being brought to you by the Focus on Females Education Foundation, a not-for-profit organization. Their mission is to make you an expert on your individual medical problems through dynamic and interactive educational programs. Real physicians answering real questions, speaking plain English, and giving practical, ready-to-use information on a wide variety of topics. Participation empowers families to better partner with their doctors. The result is more effective office visits, preventing unnecessary suffering, and eliminating the economic burdens of avoidable health and emergency care. We need your financial support. Donations to the foundation are tax deductible. Each and every dollar provides support so families can take control of their health. We have already saved and transformed lives for generations to come. Be a donor in what has been described as a phenomenon to reduce health illiteracy in our community. No donation is too small. To learn more about us and our free annual Women's Healthcare Symposium, visit focusonfemales.com. Donations can be made to Focus on Females Education Foundation, P.O. Box 320702, Tampa, Florida, 33679-2702. Thank you.
For the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic is ophthalmologist and eye surgeon Dr. Stephen L. Maskin. Dr. Maskin is the medical director of the Dry Eye and Cornea Treatment Center, the proud sponsor of today's show. At the Dry Eye and Cornea Treatment Center, Dr. Maskin specializes in solving difficult dry eye and cornea disorders with patients traveling from over 35 states and 5 continents for his evaluation. He has written a best-selling, award-winning book, Reversing Dry Eye Syndrome, published by Yale University Press. Dr. Maskin manages dry eye disorders using, when needed, innovative medical and surgical therapies, including the use of placenta-derived amniotic membrane, a new patent-pending natural eye lubricant to provide relief for dry eye sufferers, an exciting new procedure to unblock obstructed tear glands, and a topical cure for eye surface cancer. Dr. Maskin has successfully managed difficult dry eye cases for over 20 years and is board-certified, fellowship-trained, and a fellow of the American College of Surgeons and American Academy of Ophthalmology. He has been selected a best doctor in America every year from 2000 through 2010, and as an America's top ophthalmologist by Consumers Research Council of America. We hope the Focus on Females education programs, including this show, will help you and your family find the health care that works for you.
Focus on Females believes in saving lives and protecting families. And please visit drmaskin.com. And if you have not found relief for your painful red, dry eyes, come in to see Dr. Maskin at the Dry Eye and Cornea Treatment Center, where comfortable eyes lead to restored lives.
Studio lines are open, so get focused, get involved, and get the advice you need for your health. In Hillsboro, 289-1860, and everywhere else, 877-969-8600. Once again, our host for the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic, Dr. Stephen Maskin.
Welcome back to the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic. Today we are tackling the cough that won't quit with Dr. Mandel Scher from the Center for Cough over in Largo, Florida. And we only have a minute before the hard break at the bottom of the hour, Mandel, but I'm interested in knowing how you evolved into from allergy immunology, respiratory disease management, into this very, very important area, highly focused, that is on the cough and management of the chronic cough.
I've done allergy for 25 years. I teach at USF where we're training allergists, and the coughers have been coming into my office as an allergist. But I also have a pediatric rheumatology background and take care of patients with chronic pain and fibromyalgia and chronic headaches. And so this model of taking a single symptom but has multiple causes is what I became interested in. I found that I was doing a good job at it.
Well, it's very exciting. One quickie before the break. You take care of kids with chronic coughs as well?
Yes.
Excellent. All right. Okay. Very good. We will be right back with more on the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic. Be right back. Oh, yeah.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Republicans talking in the glow of a big victory in the midterm elections. Virginia's Eric Cantor is in line to be the number 2 House Republican. He tells Fox News today GOP lawmakers will not work with President Obama on what Cantor calls the expansive liberal agenda, says Mr. Obama's going to have to make some compromises. A pair of Republicans are being asked about their intentions in the 2012 presidential race. Both Indiana Representative Mike Pence and Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty say they'll decide after the first of the new year. Greeks have been casting ballots in local elections today. Prime Minister George Papandreou has vowed to call a snap general election unless voters show support for his austerity measures. And the men's and women's winners have already crossed the finish line at the New York City Marathon, but the runners that many are watching are still on the course, including Edison Pena, one of the Chilean miners who got out of the mine just recently. This is SRN News.
Don't you feel sorry for Nancy Pelosi?
It was a tough loss.
She's not going to be Speaker of the House anymore.
No regrets, because we believe we did the right thing and we worked very hard.
She's going to lose her gavel and her big office and her private Air Force jet.
Those of us who are engaged in government and politics know who's boss.
So let's all show some sympathy for poor Nancy Pelosi. Talk Radio 860, WGUL.
Unhappy with your child's school? Looking for a more effective option? Get the small classroom atmosphere without the private school price at Imagine Schools in St. Petersburg. A public charter, K-7, and tuition-free. Imagine Schools is open to any student eligible to attend Pinellas County Schools, giving your child the preparation for a better future. Enrollment is filling fast, so call now, 727-821-7100. That's 727-821-7100. Online at ImagineSchoolsStPetersburg.com.
Studio lines are open, so get focused, get involved, and get the advice you need for your health. In Hillsboro, 289-1860, and everywhere else, 877-969-8600. Once again, our host for the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic, Dr. Stephen Maskin.
And welcome back to the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic. Today, it's the cough that won't quit, and our guest specialist, guest expert, is Dr. Mandel Scher from the Center for Cough in Largo, Florida. And with us today is a patient of Dr. Scher's, Linda. And Linda, yeah. We would like to welcome you to our Sunday show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
And you might want to say hello to Dr. Scher, who's sitting by my side here.
Linda. Hi, Dr. Scher.
Hi, Linda. Thanks for taking the time to from your busy weekend to be here today. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Could you give us some background on your situation, your chronic cough, maybe roughly your age, when this started, and what efforts you went through to identify the cause of it, and ultimately how you found Dr. Scher?
Certainly. I'm 62. I live on the east coast of Florida. And my cough started in approximately 2001.
About 9 years ago. So you're in your, what, 50s, early 50s, early to
yes.
mid-50s, okay.
Now, I started out going to the standard procedure, to your family practice physician. And then I went to an ear, nose, and throat. I went to a pulmonologist. I went to a gastroenterologist. I went to allergists. I just went to every specialist I could find, and it was just awful for 6 or 7 or 8 years. I couldn't sleep at night. I would get up many times in the middle of the night. I then started seeking physicians out of my area. I went up to Philadelphia, and I saw an ear, nose, and throat specialist at the University of Pennsylvania, who's supposed to be the top guy in the country. I saw doctors in New York. And then all of a sudden, I heard about Dr. Scher. And I came to see him a year ago this month. I saw him on a Friday.
But before you, you know, we're all very interested in this information before we go further in your story. Could you describe, give us, our listeners, some information about the nature of your cough that you were suffering with for so long?
Well, I just continued to cough. It was a lot of phlegm being brought up,
okay.
Like a post-nasal drip. I don't understand
what else. How did it affect your sleep? How did it affect your work? I mean, you're a professional who is speaking to a lot of people in the workplace. How did that affect all of those functions?
Well, people didn't want to be around me. I fly a lot for business and get on an airplane, and everyone thought that they were going to catch what you had.
Okay.
And, you know, there was no medication that I was put on in those 7 or 8 years, not one medication that worked.
And was this constant, or was it throughout the day? It varied throughout the day
all day and all night.
Okay, it just was constant, sounds like.
It was constant. It was definitely affecting the quality of life. I would go to the movies, I would cough. I would go to religious services. You know, wherever I went, I was constantly coughing.
And this would start, I imagine this must have started to affect other things, such as maybe your chest wall muscles. That's got to affect, the chest wall muscles as far as constantly coughing like that. You may even coughing up blood at some point.
No, I didn't cough up blood, but mm-hmm. There was pain with the coughing, but it was, I would call it more mild discomfort.
Where was the pain, your throat or, again, the muscles?
Both, the throat and the chest.
Okay. All right, so bring us now. So you saw Dr. Scher on a Friday. Tell us more about that.
Okay, well, it happened that I was going to be in the area for the women's half marathon. I do long-distance speed walking.
Okay.
And last year was the inaugural of the women's half marathon in St. Petersburg, so I was coming over, and I saw Dr. Scher the Friday that was 2 days before the race. And he gave me a number of medications to start me out, and I started it the day after the race. By the very next day, I had stopped coughing.
Wow. That's amazing.
I think he's a miracle worker.
Well, let's get into this a little bit. Was it difficult to do a speed walking with a cough?
It was the only time it didn't bother me.
That's fascinating. So yeah. In other words, if you do any aerobic work that somehow relaxes this reflex, this chronic cough, or just speed walking for some reason, or being outside?
Well, I've always walked for long distances, but the only time I noticed it wasn't bothering me is if I was on the treadmill or outside walking.
Wow. Mandel, is there a relationship to physical
activity? That's a little bit of an unusual story, but in her case, all stories are different.
Medicine's individual.
Absolutely. And in this case, it's telling us that as far as having a significant asthmatic state was not playing a role.
It was not playing a role.
Even though there still could be some lung inflammation going on, but it wasn't enough that it was going to cause bronchospasm, respiratory distress with exercise. On the other hand, if she was exercising a lot and having acid reflux, the exercise would actually aggravate the acid reflux and keep the cough going, which in the case of Linda, was the reflux was playing a role.
Okay. So
I'm currently off of all medications.
Okay. Well, hang on. I mean, that's excellent to hear that. So if you would go ahead, Mandel, and continue on with your evaluation and how you came to the conclusion.
So what we do is a basic assessment. We look for allergy if they haven't been tested. We look for inflammation of the lung, which is a test called expired nitrous oxide, which just was modestly increased, and we do some pulmonary function tests.
Okay.
I do rhinoscopy, which is a and Linda can attest to it because I did it on her, is a relatively non-invasive scoping of the nose and the throat area to look for post-nasal drip causes, be it polyps, sinusitis. And we look at the laryngeal area to look for evidence of acid reflux. Okay. And in her case, there was indeed some inflammation going on, but not a lot of evidence of frank acid reflux coming up. But what I find is in a lot of these patients, the acid reflux doesn't have to come all the way up to the throat to cause chronic cough. It can be just in the what we call distal esophagus or the area of the esophagus near the stomach where it irritates the esophagus, not to give symptoms necessarily, but will cause a reflex of the nerve endings there and cause people to cough.
Oh, that's critically important.
Right.
So perhaps others were looking for signs in the throat of reflux to irritate the cough nerve endings. It sounds like you put your finger on something even far more important.
Right, which gets back to this concept that the only symptom of asthma post-nasal drip or acid reflux may be the cough.
Right.
So that's why it's been difficult for patients like Linda to get the relief.
Let's move on to therapy then. So what did you do for her?
In her case, and also there's something that is not out there in the literature, I believe cough, in addition to being behavioral, which in this case wasn't the case, neurogenic, which is irritative, is inflammatory. So I think the cough sets up inflammation, and inflammation sets up a cough. So we actually gave her a program for post-nasal drip, acid reflux, and a very short course of oral corticosteroids at a very modest dose for 9 days.
Mm-hmm.
And the combination of doing all of these three things, which she had had sequentially multiple times over 8 years, worked. And we cut off her cough, caught off the cycle. And in Linda's case, who has been a little bit more luckier than others, we put her cough into remission.
Mm-hmm.
Many of these coughers, because of this heightened reflex, will be coughers for life.
Mm-hmm.
So what you have to do is when they do flare, and Linda can tell you what we do when she flares, as soon as they start flaring from an insult, be it a virus or something else, we shut it off with an anti-cough program.
Okay.
And well, I've never smoked, so that wasn't an issue either.
Right. Well, that's an excellent story, Linda. So now how long have you been feeling in control of your cough and it's not been an issue for you?
Well, the race is again in 2 weeks, so in 2 weeks it'll be a year.
Okay.
So I plan on racing again this year.
Okay.
62.
All right. So that's excellent. So over a year now, and how many flare-ups have you had during the year?
Just one, and I called Dr. Shear on the phone because I live 4 hours away, and he prescribed some medication for me, and again, it was gone within a week.
Wow. Okay. And is the same approach with the therapy for the post-nasal drip, the acid reflux, and the oral steroid?
Well, I think when the patient calls you or sees you and what you feel is appropriate, you tailor it again to the individual patient.
Did you need to examine her again?
I've come back every 3 or 4 months since then because I'm in your area fairly frequently.
Okay, excellent. Do you have any questions for Dr. Shear at this point?
Not at the moment.
Okay. So the take-home message on Linda's case is every patient must be individualized.
Mm-hmm. Every case is individualized, and it gets, again, the key, and it seems repetitious, is looking for the multiple sources of the cough, including the hypersensitive cough reflex, treating it, getting into remission or getting down to a minimum, and when it flares again, you tack it quickly and not wait until it is become somewhat intractable.
Excellent. Okay.
I never knew that there was a specialist called a cough specialist, and I'm fairly familiar with the medical community.
Stick with us, Linda. You're going to learn a lot about medicine right here on our radio show every Sunday.
Well, you know, I live on the East Coast, so I can't get your radio station.
Well, if you have a computer, you can stream it live if you do. I now know about it.
I now know.
Okay, excellent. All right, well, we'd like to thank you for joining us, Linda, today.
Thank you, gentlemen.
And we wish you a cough-free decade and decades to come.
Thank you very much.
All right. You bet. Okay, well, let's talk more about, and I should say that for those listeners out there, now is a good time to call in with your questions. We are here in Hillsborough County at 289-1860. That's 289-1860. Outside of Hillsborough County, we are toll-free, 877-969-8600, 877-969-8600. Well, that was a very interesting case, and I think very instructive for our listeners to see how you go about managing the chronic cough.
Yeah, and we have, of all these types of coughers that have come in, from several months to several decades, the success rate has been 70%. I would like to mention that if people like to contact the center, we have a website, and it's centerforcough.com, centerforcough.com. Or if you want to phone us, it's 1-888-MD-COUGH, 1-888-MD-COUGH, which is our national number.
Excellent. Tell us about the health and lifestyle effects of chronic coughing, and do you differentiate throat clearing with chronic coughing?
The lifestyle effects can be devastating. There's a instrument that we use, which is a questionnaire that's used internationally. So I can take my cough patients and compare them to every cough doctor around the world. Again, 8 centers in this country, but there are several centers also throughout the world in Australia and in Western Europe. And it's called the Lester Cough Quiz, or quotient. And it's amazing that the questions deal with personal mental health and how they feel, and the feelings of frustration, anxiety, poor self-esteem, social isolation. You heard some of that from Linda, where there's a fear of going to church or synagogue.
On the plane, she travels a lot.
The plane. Mm-hmm. They don't want to go to bridge group because of they're going to be disruptive. The other issue is how they disrupt coworkers. Mm-hmm. There's into throat clears, and those tend to be the spouses of these women. Mm-hmm. Men don't have as much of a heightened cough reflex, so they throat clear. Mm-hmm. Women can throat clear, too, and men mm-hmm. can cough. But as a group, men are throat clears, and it tends to be more irritated for the spouse and the coworker mm-hmm. than for the man who's throat clearing. And that gets to be a different issue because, well, that individual is not being bothered. It's everybody else is being driven crazy by the throat clear.
Is the underlying cause of the throat clearing similar to the considerations of the chronic cougher?
I think that's exactly correct. It's the postnasal drip, it's the cough asthma, it's the acid okay. reflux, but they don't have the heightened cough reflex that the women have, so they're not coughing, they throat clear. But I think the postnasal drip and particularly the acid reflux, the GERD, are the two things.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get into the behavioral aspects, but it's also similar to the cough reflex. There's an inflammatory component also.
Excellent. On the line is Rebecca. Rebecca, welcome to the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. It's good to have you here today. Now, Rebecca is a patient of Dr. Scher's, and I don't know if you had been listening in the early part of the show, but what we're interested in is if you could share with us your history, your story, how old you are roughly, and how long ago the problem began, and what the impact on you.
Well, I'm 63.
Okay.
And I was coughing and clearing my throat for years, and I went from doctor to doctor. To the point where I couldn't, I enjoy singing like everyone does in the car, you know, where no one really hears you, but you enjoy it. And I could not sing. I couldn't catch my breath, well enough to even participate in group things. I was constantly ill.
Right.
I was miserable.
Now, you had been
and quality of life just was not there.
Quality of life was not there. And you had been to other doctors before to rule out serious problems like heart problems, lung problems, and the like?
One thing right after another, yes.
So all the bad stuff was ruled out, and you're just stuck with coughing and impacting, and it was a constant cough, it sounds like.
Yes. Constant cough, constant clearing of the throat, you know, where it just was annoying to everyone, including me.
Were you bringing enough phlegm or blood?
No.
Neither?
No, not really, just cough.
Okay. Does that mean anything if they bring up, obviously blood, but if they bring up phlegm, does it tell you anything about differential diagnosis?
Actually, the literature will tell you that it doesn't. Okay.
We do
ask questions about cough. Coughing with talking can be acid reflux, actually.
Interesting.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Phlegm can be post-nasal drip or something in the chest. But if they actually look at studies to find at how these symptoms correlate with their final diagnoses, they're very nonspecific, which adds another layer of how difficult it is to make these diagnoses.
And as far as allergic cough, would there be something in the nature of the cough that would implicate that?
Well, allergies heighten the cough reflex. So the fact
for all
that,
coughs.
Yeah. So if you look at individuals with allergic runny noses and allergic asthma versus those with non-allergic runny noses or non-allergic asthma, the allergic patient does cough, have a heightened cough reflex. So that allergies in themselves is why we look for allergy will be a contributor to that cough reflex.
Okay. Okay, so tell us more. So you've been to, again, you ruled out the bad stuff, been to a lot of doctors.
I did end up with diagnoses of allergies and asthma, and it just was one thing right after another. But when I saw Dr. Scher, it turned out that I needed to have just a slight change in medication. And that took care of most of it. And within, 3 to 4 months after starting my care with Dr. Scher, which two other doctors got together and said, we don't know what to do with her. Let's send her to Dr. Scher. So that's how I ended up with him.
What medication was changed or modified?
And it was a blood pressure medication.
Not lisinopril.
She was on an ACE inhibitor.
So we stopped
her ACE inhibitor, which I don't think was the complete cause, but maybe
it was a component, though.
Right.
No,
right.
But it was a component. I had a few things, and we seemed to be able to just simple measures that it turned out to be simple, but it took someone with the knowledge to put all of it together.
Sure. Did you eliminate the ACE inhibitor completely, or in this case?
No.
No, okay, so you just reduced it. Reduced the dosage.
It was a change
We stopped it.
Okay. Can you, in some cases, if the patient needs the ACE inhibitor, do you find that reducing the dosage or frequency?
Generally, there's alternatives, ARBs. The cardiologists find that the angiotensin receptor blockers will be acceptable.
Okay.
Because
it sounds like even
it's pretty much an all or none
type
phenomenon. You find out within 4 weeks. Okay. The other is if you stop it and the cough doesn't go away within 4 weeks, the odds it's not the ACE inhibitor.
Okay. Excellent. Before we go to a quick break, Rebecca, would you like to ask Dr. Scher any question?
Really, I have no question at this point in time. My day to day is so different from what I was. I had to be more sedentary. Today, I've gone up. I went to breakfast with friends. I've gone to church. I've been out to lunch. I'm going to dinner and theater this evening.
Outstanding. How long have you had this under control now for, Rebecca?
Oh, my goodness. I don't really know. Maybe a year.
Okay.
Yeah, she came back to us. Originally, we saw Rebecca back in April of 2009. It's 18 months.
Excellent.
Basically.
Congratulations.
Oh, okay.
Hold to Rebecca.
Yeah, and it's to the point that when I cough now, it's like, whoa. That's a surprise. What is versus what I've gone through?
Well, that's wonderful. And, that's a great story, and we wish you continued success and luck and a cough-free future.
Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thanks. Have a great day.
I'm glad I could participate in this. This is great.
Thank you. Continue to listen and participate with our Sunday show every Sunday at 1:00.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, have a good day. Be right back with more on the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic.
This radio healthcare program is being brought to you by the Focus on Females Education Foundation, a not-for-profit organization. Their mission is to make you an expert on your individual medical problems through dynamic and interactive educational programs. Real physicians answering real questions, speaking plain English, and giving practical, ready-to-use information on a wide variety of topics. Participation empowers families to better partner with their doctors. The result is more effective office visits, preventing unnecessary suffering, and eliminating the economic burdens of avoidable health and emergency care. We need your financial support. Donations to the foundation are tax deductible. Each and every dollar provides support so families can take control of their health. We have already saved and transformed lives for generations to come. Be a donor in what has been described as a phenomenon to reduce health illiteracy in our community. No donation is too small. To learn more about us and our free annual Women's Healthcare Symposium, visit focusonfemales.com. Donations can be made to Focus on Females Education Foundation, P.O. Box 320702, Tampa, Florida, 33679-2702. Thank you.
Your host for the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic is ophthalmologist and eye surgeon Dr. Stephen L. Maskin. Dr. Maskin is the medical director of the Dry Eye and Cornea Treatment Center, the proud sponsor of today's show. At the Dry Eye and Cornea Treatment Center, Dr. Maskin specializes in solving difficult dry eye and cornea disorders with patients traveling from over 35 states and 5 continents for his evaluation. He has written a best-selling, award-winning book, Reversing Dry Eye Syndrome, published by Yale University Press. Dr. Maskin manages dry eye disorders using, when needed, innovative medical and surgical therapies, including the use of placenta-derived amniotic membrane, a new patent-pending natural eye lubricant to provide relief for dry eye sufferers, an exciting new procedure to unblock obstructed tear glands, and a topical cure for eye surface cancer. Dr. Maskin has successfully managed difficult dry eye cases for over 20 years and is board-certified, fellowship-trained, and a fellow of the American College of Surgeons and American Academy of Ophthalmology. He has been selected a best doctor in America every year from 2000 through 2010. And as an America's top ophthalmologist by Consumers Research Council of America, we hope the Focus on Females education programs, including this show, will help you and your family find the health care that works for you. Focus on Females believes in saving lives and protecting families. And please visit drmaskin.com. And if you have not found relief for your painful red, dry eyes, come in to see Dr. Maskin at the Dry Eye and Cornea Treatment Center, where comfortable eyes lead to restored lives.
Focus. Studio lines are open, so get focused, get involved, and get the advice you need for your health. In Hillsboro, 289-1860. And everywhere else, 877-969-8600. Once again, our host for the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic, Dr. Stephen Maskin. Focus on
Females. And welcome back to the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic. We have been tackling the chronic cough, the cough that won't quit, with our guest expert today, Dr. Mandel Scher of the Center for Cough. And that number is, 1-888-632-6844. And he's in Largo, Florida. And we do have a couple minutes left. Now's a good time to call in with a question. 289-1860. That's 289-1860. In Hillsborough County, outside of Hillsborough, is 877-969-8600. Couple things, Mandel, before the end of the show. If you would first actually make a comment about the over-the-counter medications available and then move into how you evaluate a patient that presents to your office with chronic cough. How do you go through the evaluation?
Sure. The optimal cough therapy is not out there even by prescription, and we're all looking for that. But as mentioned before, for even the common cold, if you have a cough, the chlorpheniramine, Benadryl, diphenhydramine, which is Benadryl, is helpful in reducing the cough reflex. Guaifenesin, which is in your Robitussin or Mucinex, will, as an expectorant, will be somewhat helpful. And then a codeine derivative, which does not have the opiate type of activity, is dexamethorphan, which is in a lot of your DM products or your Delsym. And those may be somewhat helpful.
Okay.
What we do is these patients, many times they have a whole lot of records. So I like to review the records before they come in. And then I really spend a lot of time taking a history and identifying all the little nuances of what leads to the cough. Obviously looking for the drug ACE inhibitor use, but looking for the big three, post-nasal drip, cough, asthma, and
30 seconds
and acid reflux. So we do some basic tests, and then again we go after very safe type of medications and lifestyle changes, which is your acid reflux type of diet, exercises to help you relax for cough, and I use speech pathology too as a referral to help with all that. So we have a program that is not very expensive, is not very onerous, and helps, as you can hear, our patients with cough.
Sounds like the way to go, and I encourage everyone with a cough problem to consider seeing Dr. Mandel Scher. In the meantime, this is Dr. Maskin sharing with you that next Sunday, the topic is Hear Me Out. We're talking about hearing problems next Sunday. In the week, next week, please have a good week, have a healthy week, and we'll see you next Sunday on the Focus on Females Radio Health Care Clinic. Bye-bye.
State Senator Mike Bennett on the Gulf Coast Business Review.
Well, the Gulf Coast Business Review is a super resource for anybody who's pro-business. I think what they do is they report the positive sides of it, and I think they report it quite accurately, whether it's in the banking, whether it's in construction, whether it's new innovation that's come to town, new industries coming to town. They seem to be on top of it much better than our local major media. And I've enjoyed their comments over the years because it does keep us informed of what the general business community is looking for legislatively in Tallahassee, and recognizing the fact that we need to get government out of people's businesses, not get them involved. And oftentimes I've made a lot of contacts out of there because I've read an article in there about what somebody else is doing, and it's caused me to get in contact with them. I'm State Senator Mike Bennett. The Gulf Coast Business Review is kind of interesting. It's the only newspaper I've ever given away as a gift.
The Gulf Coast Business Review, where business starts. Subscribe online at review.net.
Your choice for intelligent talk. Talk Radio 860 WGUL, Dunedin, Tampa Bay.